Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
Congress is back in session and spring break is over, so Representative John Faso was back voting in Washington, D.C. last week. He voted yes on the stopgap spending bill to keep the government open another week. He also voted yes on the Register of Copyright Selection and Accountability Act of 2017, H.R. 1695, which would shift control of the U.S. Copyright Office from the Library of Congress to the White House. He voted against an effort to make the president's tax returns public, even though he's publicly said he is in favor of the public seeing President Trump's tax returns. Kinderhook-based John Faso also voted to block debate on a measure that would begin congressional oversight of ethics and conflicts of interest of the president. But he has not said how he's going to vote on the Republican health care bill that's again being assembled in Congress. Here's some of the stories WGXC had about Representative John Faso this past week, and a little bit of a conversation with Fred Dicker at Talk 1300 in Albany about the health care bill from the news this week with Representative John Faso.
Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that with a government shutdown looming on Friday, local Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has yet to see any plan to keep the federal government operating. On April 25th, Faso Communications Director Courtney Weaver said, and I quote, "Congressman Faso does not support a government shutdown. A shutdown would be prevented by passing appropriations. The congressman has not seen any language for potential appropriations yet," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Rick Carlin in Capitol Confidential reports that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is targeting 30 so-called moderate Republican congressional representatives, including Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, who might not vote for the next version of the Republican health care plan that allows states to remove the pre-existing condition. Faso has not said how he will vote on the new bill and referred questions from the Times Union to the National Republican Campaign Committee. You can read that full story in Capitol Confidential.
And Congress left Washington, D.C. on April 28th without voting on a health care bill. Republicans have been working on a second version of their attempt to replace the Affordable Care Act. By all accounts, the new version is more conservative, with states allowed to opt out of insuring all people with pre-existing conditions. Local Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, continues to say he is undecided on the new version of the bill and wants to see the final language. You can see a full 16-minute interview with Fred Dicker on the WGXE Newsroom page.
I know that there have been ongoing discussions. I am part of this so-called Tuesday group of Republicans. There are about 40 or so members that are in that group, and there are about 30 members of the so-called Freedom Caucus that they've been very intransigent and from my perspective on a number of aspects here, but I do know that the representatives of both groups have been talking over the recess. I think they've made some progress, and I'm withholding judgment on that until I see the actual language that may be the outcome of this. I've learned in my time in government, both in the legislature and here in 3 months, to read it in actual legislative language rather than relying upon someone's summary of what they supposedly have agreed to. But suffice it to say, I think we are trying to reduce impacts and definitely reduce premiums and deductibles for people in the individual market and in the small group market. That's critical for us to have a successful plan to fix what's wrong with the ACA.